Waving in the air above those protesters in front of the White House today was the emblem of a government that no longer exists. The former South Vietnamese flag, a golden yellow backdrop with three red stripes, remains a symbol of protest against the present-day government of Vietnam. This was how one Vietnamese-American put it outside the White House this morning.
Phan Van Khai is a murderer, and their flag is stand for murder.
That sentiment is so strong that nine states and many localities have adopted resolutions to officially recognize only the flag of the old Saigon regime as representing Vietnamese Americans. A tenth state, California, is considering such a resolution. Assemblyman Van Tran of Orange County, California, is a principal co-author of it, and he joins us now from Sacramento. Welcome to the program, Assemblyman Tran.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Vietnam now has normal relations with the United States. The Vietnamese there have a flag. Why shouldn't it fly to represent Vietnam?
The fact of the matter is over 1.5 million Vietnamese Americans and Americans of Vietnamese descent fled Vietnam because of that flag, because of the tyrannical regime and the policy that that regime represents, and therefore the Vietnamese American community here in the United States has absolutely nothing to do with Hanoi and its policies.
Now, there are some detractors. There's a group of U.S. Vietnam veterans. One of them, Terry Anderson, the former Beirut hostage and Marine Vietnam vet, says this: any official recognition of the old South Vietnamese flag is not only offensive to present-day Vietnam, it's an encouragement to those who would perpetuate a division in the Vietnamese-American community that has outlasted both the war and the 20-year estrangement of our countries, unquote. What do you say to that?
Well, I beg to differ. If Mr. Anderson did in fact serve in Vietnam, then he would wear on his chest a ribbon that represents the South Vietnamese flag. But we're not fighting the Vietnam War here, obviously. We want to make a very clear distinction that the regime, as represented by the policy espoused from Hanoi, and its one-party state, has absolutely nothing to do with the Vietnamese-American community and or anywhere else around the world.
But you wouldn't expect the president or the State Department to display the old Saigon regime flag when the Prime Minister of Vietnam visits Washington, would you?
Not at all, and that's the beauty. That's the beauty of our country. Obviously, the federal government has diplomatic relations with Vietnam, and it is within its rights. However, as you've already stated, already nine states, as well as over 90 local and county jurisdictions, have already passed and recognized the cultural and heritage flag, as we call it, as the official emblem of the Vietnamese American community. And it's within our jurisdiction's rights to do that without infringing upon diplomatic relations with Vietnam.
Given that this is a democratic society, is it fair for some people who feel otherwise, some Vietnamese Americans who don't feel as you do, to display the present-day flag of Vietnam?
It would be fair, and it would be within their First Amendment right to do so.
They've encountered a lot of opposition when some people have done it.
And, of course, it's also within the First Amendment right for those who oppose to that blood flag to also speak up.
Well, Assemblyman Tran, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you again.
That's Assemblyman Van Tran from Orange County, California. He is the principal co-author of a resolution to recognize the old Saigon flag as the official flag of Vietnamese Americans.